Imagine a place where one person finds the car of your dreams and handles the entire process. VIP Motor Cars sales and concierge services tailored exclusively to you, no matter what you drive. VIPMotorCars.net.
We've studied the tapes and gone over the assignments. Get your playbook ready. It's Game Plan Wednesday. Your midweek breakdown of this week's game on the Michael Irvin Show. 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Who better to break it down with than a guy that always broke people down? That is D. Woody. Darren Whitson joining the Michael Irvin Show. Woody, how's your quick step?
It's going good, Matt. I didn't get, I didn't get a chance to see you the other day, man. But I got a T-bone, so I'll take a look at you.
Yeah, I got to check out that quick step, Woody. I put a hat on. Kev didn't like the hat. I did my Michael Jackson thing, where at the beginning I'm turned backwards, and then I put my arm up and bend the hat down like, yeah, I'm coming out of this thing. It was cool, Woody. I got home this morning, Woody, and my son said, he looked at me because, I caught the red eye last night. So when I got home, they were getting up for school, and I went in, I'm seeing my babies, and Michael looks at me. He says, "You think you were cool with that hat on, didn't you?"
They're going to be honest with you, too. I bet you, what else did he say after that?
Yeah.
Hey, Woody, he looked like he was selling sex. That's what he looked like up there with that hat and that vest and that pink shirt.
Selling sex?
You look like you were selling sex.
That has nothing to do with it.
Hey, Woody, the Cowboys 2-1. Now,
just say it like it is. What would you rather
What's
be?
What's a stronger?
Would you rather
Cowboys
have Denver's 3-0 or the Cowboys 2-1?
Not would you rather. Which is stronger, the Cowboys 2-1 or Denver's 3-0?
You know what? 3-0, man. You got to go with 3-0 right now. I mean, I know you're looking at the Denver Broncos. You're looking at who they've played: Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns.
The Raiders.
It's an ugly 3-0, but hey, 3-0 is 3-0. I don't care how you cut it.
We all know that, Woody. We know 3-0 is 3-0. But if you're evaluating
teams. This is what happens when you don't say the answer he wants.
That's exactly right.
He don't want me.
Well, he didn't let me ask you the way I wanted to ask you. The Cowboys.
Ask me the way you wanted to ask me.
If you look at the Cowboys 2-1 and Denver's 3-0 and you evaluate the teams, who is stronger?
Somebody said that. You didn't even ask me.
It's a stronger 2-1 is stronger than 3-0.
Oh, the stronger team is the Dallas. Well,
Thank you very much, Woody. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you this week. We'll find out who's this week if it's a stronger 3-0 or a stronger 2-1. We'll find out this week. They're matched up against each other. So they're going head to head. We'll figure it out this weekend.
Yeah, and speaking of the Broncos, let me just drop this now. I flew in this morning with my wife and my partner. Anna. And I argue with my wife sometimes, and Anna and I argue. You spend that kind of time with any other woman. I don't need to come in here, Kev, and go at it with you. I got two women that I'm arguing with. I don't need a third.
Well, I got nobody, and you're it.
Woody, let's talk about Denver, man. What is the approach? What approach should the Cowboys take as they get ready to face the Broncos?
Well, I think the one thing about the Broncos, and especially under the new the head coach, they want to spread the ball around. They want to get guys involved, and it's just not Brandon Marshall. It's Eddie Royal. It's Stokely on the outside. They're going to try to find matchup problems with you offensively. And I think they're looking at the Cowboys secondary and saying, hey, listen, we match up pretty well with Brandon Marshall on Terrence Newman, or if it's Skandrick, or if it's Jenkins, and then Eddie Royal's on the other side. So that presents some serious problems for the Cowboys, because we, in the secondary, the coverage has been suspect, the tackling has been suspect. So you better believe they're going to draw up some plans to get him in one-on-one situation. And I think that's got to, as far as Wade Phillips' concerns this week, that has to be his number one concern. Can my secondary match up with these guys offensively? And then, as far as the Cowboys' offense, I think they're going to have to shorten the game a little bit. They can't get in a situation where they're throwing the ball around up in Mile High Stadium and putting their defense in a situation where the defense has to come out and play hard and stop the Denver Broncos, because I don't see it. Now, I honestly, watching the film and watching the Cowboys, I don't see them stopping Brandon Marshall and Eddie Royal consistently. I think the Broncos will put points up, but the Cowboys have to come out, slow the game down, slow the tempo down, run the football, and then win in the fourth quarter.
You know, Woody, And we're talking to Darren Woodson on the Mike Orvin Show. This is what I've been looking at here, and I want your opinion on this. What is it with the Cowboys? Is it when we're talking pass coverage, you can talk poor coverage, poor pressure.
Right.
If I ask which one is the problem with the Cowboys, which would you take? Poor coverage, poor pressure.
You know, I would say, I know the Cowboys don't have any sacks, and Butler got his, you know, two this week, but I'd say it's poor coverage, to be honest with you. And I'm not going to blame everything on the corners. I think the problem that they're having is in the secondary, and we saw it a couple of weeks ago when Skandrick was looking for some help over the top. I think it's not only the corners, I think it's the safeties also being in the right position and making plays, and these guys holding each other accountable. And I think that's what's been really going on. I think there's some. I know there's probably some friction going on with the corners and the safeties because the corners are looking for some help in certain situations. And I just don't think Hamlin is out there doing a good enough job to helping these corners right now. So I'd say the secondary, as far as covering the guys down the field, and then tackling. I mean, this secondary is not tackling well when teams catch the balls on the outsides or in the middle of the field. I think that's the main problem that I'm seeing. But, you know, the front seven's played well. I'd like to see them get more pressure, but they're doing a great job as far as stopping the run right now.
Darren Woodson on the Michael Irvin Show. Darren, to that point now, when we were watching, when I was on the sideline of the Cowboy-Giants game, Gerald Sensabaugh and Tashard Choice were yipping at each other pretty good.
Choice or Skandrick?
Did I say Choice? I meant Skandrick. Skandrick and Sensabaugh were going after each other coming off the field about who had what responsibility after it was a Steve Smith touchdown, I think, is when it happened. And it did seem like there was a lot of disconnects between the corners and the safeties.
Yeah, and I think that's a concern because as a corner, you're always looking for, and you know, I played with one of the best in Deion Sanders, but Deion would always ask me, where are you going to be? If I funnel this back to you, you're going to be here at the post. And I think that's one of the problems with the secondary right now. I don't think they're trusting each other as far as where they're going to be. And if you're a corner and you're out there, and we used to call the Autobahn on the outside, but guys are running 4-3s and 4-5s and you know, flying down the field, you're always looking for your safety and trying to figure out where that help is. And I think that's the problem right now that they're having as far as the secondary, especially when they're getting beat on big plays, is where is Hamlin going to be? Where's Sensabaugh going to be? Are they going to be able to help these young guys out in certain situations? And, you know, that's a trust deal. And that's only worked out during the week of practice. And that's all on Dave Campbell to get these guys back on the right page.
He is Darren Woodson. He is one of the greatest. And one day we will be all spending a little time in Canton, Ohio with you. Would appreciate you showing up. Would appreciate you doing what you're doing. Woody, I'm telling you, Canton, Ohio room is getting different. We're going to work on that thing. And
yeah. Are you going to bring me in, though?
No, you're going to bring yourself in. I'm just going to make sure we do all we can do to get you where you rightfully belong.
You're going to get up there and bring me in as far as when I'm in my old wheelchair, because I'll be about 80 years old. You're going to be the one giving the speech.
Michael's going to get you on Dancing with the Stars before that.
Yeah, right.
I'll put Woody on Dancing with the Stars at a heartbeat. He'll call me and curse me out later. What do you do this for, man? Appreciate you, Woody.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
Darren Woodson on the Michael Irvin Show.